The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Cardassian Podcast.
In a brand new year.
Happy to be here for 2024.
Can I say that? Episode 92.
Yeah, 92. Happy New Year, everybody, even though it's literally the last day of the month.
It's the last day of the month, but we are here, aren't
we? We're here.
And we're going to give you more of what you want.
Yeah.
It's the year of the upcoming 100 episode. That's right. This year we're going to hit 100 episodes. Fingers crossed. If you guys keep listening like you have been, you keep
hopefully by
us.
Like the fall.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to start fresh.
And we also got your feedback about the riddles and the words. And we're going to try to do like a mixture of both.
Yeah, if you guys really want that.
Yeah, if you really want
that. I
didn't
think you'd be into it, but they're not always right.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll try
Especially Courtney. She's not always right.
That's incorrect.
We'll try to make it spicy, keep it fun for you. But so before we get into the first segment, did you two have any, how's 2024 treating you?
So good.
Pretty sweet so far.
Okay.
I haven't had to hang out with anybody, so that's been nice.
I mean, like, when you think about it, though, like, how can a year treat you? Like, it's not a person or a thing.
Okay. How is the year starting off for you?
Started off good. I just said that. But I'm just saying, like, it can't
Okay, so I rewarded
you.
It for you to understand.
I can't treat you to dinner.
No, I understand.
I think you didn't understand, Chloe.
Well, anyway.
Okay, so like part of the announcements, we have somebody actually Cardassian Statisticals, and thank you for using the right terminology, posted the winner for the Who's the Smartest for 2023.
Okay.
About to see it's like obscure. Is that how you say that?
I know it wasn't me, so I'm knowing
well,
that already.
Let's find out. We're going to hit reveal.
I know it wasn't me. So
shut up. Let's hit reveal.
Isn't she so negative, you guys?
Wow.
You're damn right.
They put us on pedestals.
It's
and
so
Chloe
messed up.
Does not look happy. And there's like watermelons on the side. And in first place, it's Courtney with 5.25 points.
I guess I'm the smartest of 2023. That's no shock.
Well, 2023 was a weird year, let's be honest.
And I have 5 points. And then Chloe has 3.25.
It says 3.25. Honestly, there was times where it should have been 4. It should have been 4 at this point.
All right. And then underneath that, there is like a whole thing that says
the words
like
that
the
we got
correctly
right.
guessed words.
Yeah.
And how many points we got for it.
Mm-hmm. And we have been then, of course, they have the spreadsheet. So thank you to the Cardassian Statisticals.
Whatever.
It's kind of sad how many words we got right out of all of them in 14 episodes.
It's not
I mean,
sad.
Yeah. That's
it's called learning. You know, we're going to be positive this year. 2024
okay.
is all
I
about
mean,
being
we're,
positive.
We're always
and
positive.
And for us to reflect on such a negative like thing, like I don't understand why we're even on
How
this.
Is this negative?
Okay.
This is very
thank you so much. That was cute. And thanks.
Wow.
I love it.
Yes,
stop being
I'm not bitter this year.
Be positive, Chloe.
I am trying to be positive and I don't want to look at the past.
Chloe, I have
like,
some
move,
advice.
Let's move forward. I don't want to hear it, you know?
My advice is be
I didn't,
better.
I didn't ask for that advice, but I think that
Great
we can,
advice.
I think that, you know, I think that we can all take that advice, to be honest, you know?
But it was just for you. So.
Yeah, more so you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's how
I'd be best.
Well, I'm
that's
gonna
what I am.
Well, I'm gonna treat myself to that advice, just like 2024 is treating me. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast, and now we're responding. That's the only time I'm going to read it like that. So listen, write it down, because after that, I'm not going to say it slowly.
That's the best you've ever said it.
Just to open the year.
2024 is about listening up, right?
Yeah, listening
up. I don't have to repeat myself, right?
Not listening down.
We don't want to repeat ourselves from the past. We want to move forward. Right.
Okay.
So listen the f up. All right. So the first one is from Matthew. And he says,
that was easy.
That's actually, yeah, that's
I
like
know.
The easiest name we've gotten.
Can we all be like Matthew and give like names for me to read easily? But no, that wouldn't be you guys, right? You wouldn't do that for me.
That's anyway, because they're unique.
And I love it. All right. So hi, gals.
Hi.
I'm Matthew, but you can call me Matt.
Okay,
hi, Matthew.
They made it even easier.
Hi, Matthew. Anyways,
I'm not going to call you Matt. I don't step on you. I don't want to step on you like I do a Matt.
Anyways, Courtney, you're my idol.
Wow.
So are you, Chloe. And if I said the same for Kim, I'd be lying.
Because I'm your ultimate idol, right?
Okay, so remember 2024 is about not repeating yourself, so you need to work on not lying to yourself, honey. It was my friend's birthday, and she got a makeup kit. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think much about starting off 2024, right? I didn't think much about it until I woke up to a knock on my bedroom door, which is strange since my mom never knocks on my door before entering.
Neither does ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can relate. I opened the door and what I saw terrified me. My friend was faceless. No eyes, no mouth, no nose, no nothing.
How did they know it was their friend?
It sounds like a horror movie.
Sounds like that person couldn't be properly identified. How do you know that was your friend?
She came to my house by using a walking stick. We couldn't communicate with each other due to her lack of a mouth. How could she breathe? Where's she breathing? But she could still write what she wanted to say. How could she see it? Even though her handwriting is messy because of her lack of eyes, I could still make out the message. It was like texting, but more primitive. She was holding the makeup kit she got for her birthday. Oh God, what gift! In her left hand, and I saw three words on the box. I instantly recognized: glow, glow. Glow.
That's four words.
Kim, if you don't let them express themselves, as a returning listener of the podcast who listens to it every chance he gets, whether I'm on the toilet or drawing or eating, it doesn't matter because you're listening to the cut. I'm just kidding. I knew what was up. Kim, explain. And don't even begin with the book that has 273,543 pages of instructions. No one has time to read that. My mom's a prosecutor, and we will not hesitate to sue the f*** out of you. Lots of love, except for Kim, from South Africa.
Oh, hey, from South Africa.
Hello to South Africa. And I'm so sorry.
First of all, your first mistake was not reading the 273,543 pages.
Kim,
if you really cared, no.
None
if
of
you
it.
Really cared, this
not
is,
in 2024,
no.
Not the
this
year of our
the
Sim
year.
Lord.
In this year, I want people to read, okay? Get off your ass and f***ing read. That's the new thing. I don't want you to work. I want you to read,
Kim.
First of all. And second of all, there is something that comes with the makeup kit. We haven't had any complaints about the makeup kit. Okay,
because
we have.
Because they can't talk.
Yeah, they don't have a mouth. How the hell are they going to complain if they don't got a mouth?
The thing is, we have had a couple of small issues. I wouldn't say that they're big, but we
Kim,
do with
I would say
what?
That's pretty big.
With
Kim,
the
did
makeup
these issues,
kit.
Did these, before you continue with your bullshit, did these issues happen before you released it or after?
Yes. So what came with it is that we have a make with the makeup kit. It does come with, and this is for a steal, I must say, with the makeup kit.
Steal your face.
It comes with a makeup remover. And it is so powerful that it gets rid of everything. So it anything sure you had on your face,
so
gone.
Face removal.
If you had lotion on there, if you had, you know, eyeliner.
Eyes, nose.
I'm just saying
eyebrows.
It gets rid of, what it does is it gets rid of everything. And you can bet your face is going to be clear if you use the Glow 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 makeup remover with the kit.
You know what's so funny is that
it is so important, though.
You know what's
so funny?
I noticed
that your friend was holding it in her left hand.
Oh, my God.
That's where she made her first mistake.
You know what's so funny? I bet they ran these tests and it removed everything but the makeup. I bet everybody I bet they lost their eyes, their nose, and all that was left was some lip liner outlines and some blush because they got rid of everything but a face of nothing but makeup on it.
That's some strong makeup.
It started, we use these on mannequins. We never test on humans because we don't believe in human or sim testing. We don't believe in testing on certain animals. We always make sure that we always make sure that we use, well, we're going to test them on certain insects. Our animals, insects? Or
it better not be cockroaches,
those?
Cockroaches,
bitch.
Probably.
It better not be cockroaches.
We do use cockroaches because we've been finding that sometimes a lot of them have been like infiltrating the facilities. We have a cockroach problem.
So you capture them and you do tests on them.
Yeah.
Oh no, Courtney, she doesn't have to capture them. They make them.
That is so, that
why
is
not, why not
true.
Utilize my cockroaches?
And so we tested them on these different, and they had good results.
Yeah, but that's not a human or a sim. Anyway, Matthew, again in the year 2024, Kim still doesn't want to take responsibility.
So shout out to your state, South Africa.
All right, moving on to Cheddar Cheese 86. I kind of like that name.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I love that. Simple, to the point, and cheesy. Dear Kim, I love your Glow 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 conditioner. It made my hair so smooth that it melted my hair and it's all gone. Mm-hmm. Is this somebody who's like in denial?
They like it?
Yeah. I guess it's just
it makes sense.
To you. At first, it was doing so great on my hair. It was the best thing ever. But after 38 minutes, my hair was gone. Capital letters, was gone. I look like an egg. It felt like my head was on fire after all my hair fell out of my head. My head was turning green. I screamed. I looked like a watermelon. I called customer support and I asked for help and they hung up on me.
Surprise.
So Kim, in capital letters, you will be hearing from my lawyers. Get ready for a lawsuit. Hashtag not watermelon. Hashtag lawsuit coming for you, Kim.
It's so interesting that you look like an egg and a watermelon, but your name is Cheddar Cheese.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Wow.
Is that all
no
you have to say?
For 2024.
And Kim, you thought you had a happy customer for a second.
I
there,
do
didn't
have
you?
A happy. They still said that they loved the
they
Glow
were happy
Glow Glow
for
conditioner.
Minutes.
Yeah.
And again, this is why I need people to read 37 minutes, not a second more. It
for
needs
what?
To be. You have to wash conditioner out of your. You're never supposed to leave conditioner in. You're always supposed to even, and that goes beyond my product. That's every conditioner. You have to wash it out with a Glow 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 shampoo companion. It is sold separately. And it's actually not available right now.
What?
But if
you
it was
a product that requires, it yeah. is a probably a 3-part system and you only released part 3.
Yeah.
Why?
Because part 2 is coming.
But you said that they need
Have you never even like heard of like movie franchises they put out like
that is not
Star
the
Wars
same.
Put out the first three and though it turned out those weren't and they put out like the prequels.
Iron Sin Man 3 before we saw the first one.
Exactly. Unless you did, that's up to you. But you
Yeah, don't judge
you
Courtney.
You released a, but the point is yeah. All three were released before that third one, right?
No. Not if you didn't see it in that order. You ever heard of three
right.
Sim Ninjas?
They chose a different order, but they released what they needed to release first. You didn't.
It's coming soon. So you're supposed to buy your conditioner waiting for the next product to come out and then use it.
So you're saying that they had the conditioner in for 38 minutes, but you only supposed to have it for 37?
Yeah, but only when you get the shampoo. Like, that's going to be released in a couple of months, but we want to get those pre-orders out. We want to get the conditioner out there and sold.
Why did you produce the conditioner first?
I didn't. We made the shampoo first, but you have to release things at the right time.
I know it wasn't
right
a case. I know it wasn't a case of you made the shampoo and the factory said, oh, there's something wrong, because if there was something wrong, you would still release it.
No, this is all about business and marketing. Like you put out part three first, you give them a taste of the finale, and then it's like, how did we get there?
So Cheddar, they get a taste of the finale, but they can't use it.
Cheddar Cheese won't be able to use your shampoo because they have no hair, bitch.
Well, that's
because
they have that in there. If they were using it with an incompatible shampoo, then I could see why there might have been some issues.
Anyway, Cheddar Cheese, I hope it grows back, honey.
Yeah,
and
sorry,
when it grows back, I highly recommend Bitty Bitty Pop Juice shampoo and conditioner in one.
In one? Do you know how dangerous that is, Chloe?
Oh, really?
It's safer than glow, glow, glow.
Whenever you have like two in one anything, don't trust that, because it's like literally not
Ooh.
Like you have to do things in parts to really like get the full effect. And the thing is with the shampoo, you have to do that for 36 minutes, the conditioner for 37.
I guess if the glow, glow, glow creator is putting out warnings about products, you should really listen up. Right?
Yeah, listen up and like
totally
don't do those things. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
And the shampoo will be shipped in a no box. So you know it's going to get you.
No.
For safety.
Mm-hmm.
Not, do you plan on paying me, Courtney? Because my products
We're not in business together. I just know you steal my boxes sometimes.
Exactly.
I do not. If some end up at my factory, it's not me.
You do put some of your products in my boxes, though.
Yes, you do, because you try to fool people into thinking it's a quality
Sabotage.
Product.
It's called marketing. Once again, if you guys knew more about business, you would know how these things
agree
work.
To that.
Great.
And advertise.
Love it. Moving on. All right.
And
so before we move on, we have.
Oh my God!
I thought Kim was gonna.
I thought
do it.
I was
we
gonna
do
it.
We do, but this is still my
Mom
segment.
Mom said I can do it.
Yeah, you can do it, but I'm gonna tell you to do it. So we have a sponsor, don't we, Kim?
So today we have a sponsor, and it is us. So before we go to the third question or comment, this episode is sponsored by ShopSimGM.com, where we have a new item called personalized video messages.
Yeah, video.
And you can
get,
and yeah, not just audio, which those always do really well, but this time we're doing video. Audio will come like later, I'm sure, but you can get a video of me, Chloe, Courtney, or Nikki. One of us, and you can tell us what to say and we'll say it. It's like Cameo, that thing that humans, you guys have like Cameo, but it's Simeo.
Okay.
We don't have to do anything, right? We just read it in front of the camera.
Yeah, we're just reading in front of the camera, and whatever you guys say, we do, but there are rules. And so, and these are also super, super like limited, and you have to get one before February 8th. So like...
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, and yeah, these are very limited. There won't be as many like as there are for audio. So if you want it, you have to come and get
it. A lot of people like to get these for like gifts and stuff like that to loved ones or friends or coworkers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
it's a hot item.
Mm-hmm. So be sure to check it out.
Be sure to grab one. And if you hear this, maybe you could use code SimGM10. you could get $10 off, but that's limited to just 5 people. So
yeah, get it if you can, before you get snatched, because that code will be gone when it's gone.
All right. And that's it, literally.
Mm-hmm. You done?
Yeah.
Right. Great. Move on to Kinsey Mills. Love it.
Kinsey, you got all Mills. Easy names.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah. Kinsey Mills. Okay. Let's see what you got for us. Hello, lovely Cardassians. Greetings from Brazil. Oh, we love it. Hi, Brazil.
Yeah, we love Asia.
Yes, and we love to come to Brazil at some point. I love you all. I love you all. And your podcast has truly helped me through hard times. Oh, well, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Anyways, straight to the point. My question goes to Kim. Dear Kim, you are so sweet and talented.
I absolutely
adore the glow makeup products, and your story with law school is truly inspiring.
Yeah, just wait until a couple of days.
How do you deal with your sisters and internet trolls constantly mocking and attacking you and your businesses? I hope.
Why are you saying it like that,
yeah,
Chloe?
Let's get out the violin.
You're so dramatic.
I hope you know you're doing great. Never let haters bring you down. You are the most watermelon sister. I mean, you came up with it.
Thank you.
Deserve more appreciation and credit.
Oh my God. Like, thank you. And how do I put up with it? Like,
now
yeah,
something starts really good and then it just,
just crash and burn.
Kinsey, you had me there for a second, honey.
I think that, like, I'm always in a constant state of being bullied. Like, everywhere I go, I'm bullied. And I know the one thing that I do to keep my head down and to keep walking strong, I just make sure that I take everything day by day. I know how great my products are. I know the effects it has on many people.
Yeah,
it's
we all
touched,
do
nothing about
all
it.
Of our listeners know the
it's
effects.
It's touched
of
so
your...
many lives, and it's affected
sure
so
has.
Many families and so many friends and in colleges.
In so many cities and towns.
Yeah, it's touched a lot of people. It's made such a huge difference in the world. And those are the things that
She's
keep
not lying,
me...
right, Courtney? She's not.
Those are the things
no,
that keep me stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that keep me stopped. And those are the things that
what?
I know.
Tiki, what?
That keep me stopped.
That doesn't make sense.
To go on to the next day.
Okay.
To make it to the next day, I keep it going. They keep me stopped.
Love it. I mean, you are clearly brilliant. That's what Kinsey says. You sweet.
You're an evil genius.
Those are the things, you know, because I not only do I stop and I really like appreciate what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of people will appreciate my work.
Okay, so you're saying it makes you stop and recollect all that you've done.
What?
The effect that you've had on families and people.
Yeah,
and,
it stops
and
me
their
in
eyeballs
my,
and
it
their
stops
mouth
me
and their
in
noses.
My tracks because it's so good.
It should stop you from releasing more products.
It should stop you in your tracks.
It does stop me in my tracks. Because it's so good.
It stops you in your tracks to keep going.
And that's
what,
how
you're
I progress.
You're just walking down the tracks and being like, wow, I'm doing so much. And you look around and there's like burning buildings and a Glowzilla and people running around without faces behind a crowd of my cockroaches.
Again, people have such great... I've also... The good thing
the
about Glow, Glow, Glow...
The things you have
Glow,
done
Glow.
To the environment...
The good thing about Glow, Glow, Glow is that what it does is it sparked a lot of imagination in people. So many people making up stories and, you know,
sparked
they could
a lot
turn
of radiation in people.
They could turn those into novels, into movies because they have such a great imagination now, thanks to Glow, Glow, Glow. And I did that.
You know
like,
what we
that
need?
That stops me
you
in my do. Tracks and it keeps me going.
You know what we need?
It stops me.
Please fucking stop saying that.
Yeah, it's annoying. Sense. Just shut up. You know what we really need is we need fan art of the Glowzilla going up against the Watermelon Saurus. That would be pretty sweet.
That would be.
Well, epic. One of those don't exist. The other one we were working on.
No, they
remember
both
when
they're
we went
both
to
alive and well. Yeah.
When we saw that redhead at Jurassic World or whatever, we tried to get that going.
Yeah, one person did an interpretation of what the Watermelonsaurus looked like, and I need to see that going up against the Glowzilla, which both exist. So
there should be a museum of all your work.
Yeah, but museums are usually
hazmat suit to enter the facility.
Yeah, because usually the museums are with like fossils of the things that are gone. Those things are still alive and well.
True.
It's Glowzilla minus one.
That's so watermelon.
Watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon. First topic, flightless birds. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Delicious.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess they would be delicious. Huh?
You
delicious.
Eat penguin?
Not all of them.
You this
I'm
is
talking
saying flightless
the
birds.
Old...
Yeah, there's no way Chloe can eat all the penguins.
Yeah, not all.
Not all or any, you sick bitches. Anyway, I'm talking about the flightless birds that we love to have with our salads.
Turkey.
Well, yeah, that too. I'm talking about
turkey
chicken. I think flightless birds are so watermelon, whether you just want them to have them as pets or farm animals or as a side with your salad.
Or in gardens, wow. Right, Chloe?
Yeah, there are
chickens
garden
in
salads.
Oh my God.
I heard that chickens can fly, though.
I heard chickens
according
can
to that
run.
Movie.
I heard chickens can run, but I didn't hear about fly.
And then they could fly and glide.
I think
they're not Batman.
So flightless birds have their meanings for, you know, the environment and all that.
I think they get, I feel like.
Chicken is delicious. They're so watermelon.
I feel like they should be called something else though. Like birds are the ones that can fly and then the flightless birds should be called something else. Like a
different
name.
Yeah, they're called flightless birds.
No, like not birds, but something else because they don't.
Birds on the inside, even though they can't fly.
They're called chicken, ostrich. They're called
chicken marsala.
Mm.
Yes.
It's delicious.
It is.
Ostrich, penguins, turkey.
Yeah.
Are roosters, can roosters fly? Birds.
A rooster is a male chicken.
But can they fly?
No.
The chickens fly better than the roosters, I think.
And
aren't
really
chickens
fly.
More
they
like more
hop.
Plump?
They
though?
Just hop and flap their wings. They're not really flying.
Chickens are more
in their
plump.
Mind. They're flying.
Imagine a chicken flying like legit.
They'd be like, they'd be pretty
just imagine like looking up in the sky and seeing, like, you know how like birds like glide together. Like imagine like a glide just like chickens. Like
a
that would be
of
so
like a
weird.
Flying bee of chicken.
Yeah, that'd be so weird. It's like, oh, so look, cool. The chickens are flying north. It's that season. You just look up and you these big ass shadows, these big shadows. And you hear, bah, 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 bah. It's just like, oh, chickens, look out. Or like, imagine like chickens like penguins. Like, you know, like you go to grocery store, you see them like eating like garbage or whatever on the floor. It'd just be like a group of chickens. And then like,
wait,
you scare
what penguins
them.
Eat garbage on the floor?
No, not penguins, pigeons.
Oh, pigeons.
Pigeons is what I meant. But imagine you go to a store and you see like how you see pigeons like eating like out.
And if it was just, if that were chickens.
And it was like chickens. And there's like, imagine like a group of 20 of them and then you like accidentally scare them and then they fly off. That would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Hitchhock's the bird.
Imagine
they were chickens.
On your cars.
When the chickens are migrating, there would have to be a time where everyone has to be inside.
Yeah.
Because of all the That's
There'd
be
so much
exactly, but what if they were like more mindful about it than like
and they're gonna be popping out eggs as well.
That's, oh, but I think that they would have to land before they did that.
I think they could do both.
But just
they could fly and pop out their eggs.
So that being said, flightless birds are so watermelon because I do not want to deal with chickens flying around me. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, it's better that they're grounded.
And hunting season would be like people like hunting, that they wouldn't hunt for like, what do they call them? Like fowl, what are they called? Like a ferrets,
yeah,
or whatever.
Ducks and stuff like that. Like
whatever. Fowls. Not ferrets, whatever.
So it'd be chicken season.
Yeah, it'd be chicken season. And that would be so watermelon. Oh, it'd just be so weird. Like, imagine this is like someone's, they fly like in your neighborhood. It'd be like, I have to go to the grocery store.
Oh, these chickens keep landing on my roof.
It's like, oh, dinner just landed in our neighborhood.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Like, I think that would end world hunger.
I think it would cause more rules. Like,
salmonella.
You are not allowed to pick chickens if they have been out and flocking. It's like, whatever.
No wild chickens.
Yeah. You know, there's wild turkeys. There could be wild.
There could be wild chickens. Yeah.
Yeah, this is
trippy.
Turkeys
can attack you, though.
They can. But this is trippy to me. Yeah. I'm grateful that they can't fly. That'd be terrifying. Terrifying. Or I'd be look up and be like, oh, there goes dinner. Damn. Yeah, like, or like, it would be no sim pot pies.
Yeah, no Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, so I'm so flightless birds, I think we're all in agreement, are so watermelon.
They are so watermelon, and they are so delicious. Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
They're good on the ground.
Exactly. Most of the birds that can fly, I would never eat.
True.
Like, ever.
Yeah, the ones that can fly don't eat any of them.
Yeah, like, gross.
I mean, well, some people eat duck. We
eat
duck.
They want.
I know there's a vegan listening to this going, don't eat anything. I'm like, I get it. I know, but I...
But ours is Sims, so
yeah,
it's different.
And, yeah.
Next topic, mouth pops. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Mouth
pops. Yeah.
I know. Well, that would actually, that sounds like that would be a candy.
Well, there is the pops, like the ones that like
I think
the
this
pop
was,
in your mouth.
I think this was directed at you, Chloe, because it did
great.
Say Chloe's mouth pops.
Oh, when you pop
when you do
mouth.
Like your, I think that's a mouth pop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's watermelon because it's funny.
It's like an emphasis on something.
Yeah.
Hmm. I try not to pay attention to these kind of things, and when people try to point them out, it just makes them like feel weird. So,
like, there are certain people who do it like on purpose.
Yeah,
I think when it's done naturally, that's so wild.
Yeah, Chloe, you do it naturally.
But when it's done,
okay. Well, listen, if people like it, I'll keep doing it. But I don't know what you're talking about.
But when it's done unnaturally, it's so not watermelon.
Yeah,
and I completely believe in everything natural.
Well, it could be if
for
like,
everything.
If you're like putting
everything.
Shut up.
You know we don't, Kim. But yeah,
the dentist naturally gives us something, and is that not nature?
You pay for it.
Exactly.
And it's all natural.
Yeah, we've had this discussion.
Yeah,
like, you guys know. There are listeners know.
You guys know.
But yeah, like mouth pops or whatever, I think can be like when they're natural, it's funny. Like if you're trying to do it like for like something to be funny, like or something like that, that could be fine. But
if you want to pop someone in the mouth, that's watermelon.
Yeah,
also.
That kind of mouth pop.
That's a little different.
Sometimes that's necessary.
Or a mouth pop that's like a sucker, like I'm sucking on a pop. Depending on whatever you mean by this topic. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
any
there's
of
different
the meanings
types.
Are so watermelon.
Yeah, so it's the watermelon overall, I guess.
Next topic, SpongeBob. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
The most watermelon.
Yeah, definitely so watermelon.
It gives
From
me
what
joy.
I've seen, I guess it's watermelon.
Yeah, he's universal. Like Patrick is also universal. Like everybody on that show, Patrick, Squidward, Sandy, they are also watermelon.
I haven't seen SpongeBob in our world, though, like actually walking around.
Not yet.
No.
I wonder how big he'd be.
Yeah, it's a little bit different for Sims, like when certain things are put into the game.
Well,
he's like 3 feet tall, I'd be fine, but
he's probably the size of a sponge, though.
I was about to say he's SpongeBob.
Okay,
SpongeBob. Yeah, he's SpongeBob and Patrick and all of them.
Sponge.
They are... what
starfish
they are
stuff.
They are in the sea, so like whatever a sea sponge the size of a sea sponge is, because that's what he is, he's a sea sponge.
But that astronaut thing
is an actual squirrel size.
Yeah, is a squirrel.
Oh, a squirrel. Okay.
She's in gear to go underwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody should just go up to Sandy and break that glass.
She is an astronaut.
I can't stand her.
She is an astronaut.
And
why is she underwater?
She's underwater because she's an environmentalist.
Under there because she was doing, she was doing like experiments and shit down there.
But she's an astronaut. Yeah. They're supposed to be in space.
She's wearing a suit to go under. I don't know why it's an astronaut suit instead of a submarine.
It's a cartoon, Courtney. Like, Don't you dare question Sandy Cheeks. Not on this day. Not on this podcast.
No, I don't like Sandy.
Okay, well, you can go yourself.
She's a squirrel. What are you doing underwater? You don't belong.
So you feel that people shouldn't go somewhere because they don't belong?
Yeah.
Wow. Sandy truly is a fighter and survivor, and she was my favorite. Anyway, and Courtney, I think you would love Squidward.
Yeah.
You would love Squidward.
I think I like Mr. Krabs too.
You would like Mr. Krabs, but you would vibe with Squidward. Like you would be friends with Squidward.
Mr. Krabs is like the perfect businessman. And I in a way, if I were a character, I think I would be Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
Because we both run successful
businesses. Oh, I thought you would say you'd be with Mr. Krabs. Like, that'd be your husband.
No, I would be Mr. Krabs.
No, he's just money hungry and he'll scam people. So, yeah, that's Kim.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Krabs killed his wife and collected the insurance money to start Krusty Krab.
Jeez.
That's deep.
Kim, what the hell? Are you trying to destroy our childhoods?
Think about the lore. Like, where is she?
I don't know. He adopted a whale.
The Krusty Krab had to start somehow.
Anyway,
conversation went deep.
Yeah, more deep than it needed to go. So SpongeBob is the watermelon.
Well, they are under the sea. The sea is deep.
Okay.
Wow, that was poetic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next topic, using a purse as a weapon. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Kim?
I completely am in agreement about this. Yeah. I think you should use a purse as a weapon.
I disagree.
And it's very effective.
It depends on what's in the purse.
If someone's being so fucking rude, you use your purse. If your sisters have like eaten your salad, you use your purse. Like it could be a bullet for you. It's better than a bullet. It's better than a knife.
If mom is on an album track that you were supposed to be on.
Yeah.
That's what you did. You threw it in the record studio and you threw it at glass
that
and it broke.
That was a heavy purse too.
Yeah. Would you put bricks in there?
I'm always prepared. It's better than pepper spray. It's better than any kind of like weapon you could think of because nobody assumes that your purse is going to be the
lethal
weapon. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're using it to protect yourself, so watermelon, if you're using it to be...
Or use it when
you're
angry.
If you're using it to be a brat, so not watermelon.
Or use it when you're being bullied. Like,
there might be classes on purse swinging.
I should start one.
Yeah, you'd be good at it.
One, ha, two, ha. Like just you working on your
but don't
swings.
Make that disgusting noise.
Yeah,
you have
weird.
To. It's just like in karate, they say "aya." It for my classes, you'd be like one ha.
I thought you would say like why.
Why would I say? Why
one,
would I say that?
Why two?
Who's that?
Why?
Who's that?
You're crying out.
Well, you would be crying out for help, and
it's
then
your
you
cry.
Use...
Your, it could be your warrior cry, too.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. That's Kim's favorite song. So that's what I have to say about that. Not much else to say other than don't be a brat with it, and if you're using it to protect yourself.
Good thing I've never been a brat with it. I use it so, like, spare.
My face thinks otherwise, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it just last week.
I have good aim.
You did it on camera. Yeah.
I have good aim. Oh my God, are you really gonna attack me for having good aim?
What are you gonna do? Use your purse on me because you're being a brat?
I might. Whatever. I might, Chloe. Don't tempt me.
Understand.
Be careful, Chloe.
Whatever.
Last topic, going to the actual dentist. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
What do they mean by the actual dentist?
I think you know what they mean.
Going to the dentist, the actual dentist, is fine if they tell you everything looks good.
Yeah, it's fine whenever they tell you everything looks good.
Which never happens for Chloe.
And if they're telling you that, oh, there's a couple of problems, it's going to be like, great. Here's more of my money. Enjoy.
Yeah, my wallet.
I mean, you already have to pay when you're going in there, and it's like you're paying for bad news. It's like,
yeah, like what if I reject this news? Could I not pay then?
Yeah.
But if you're in pain, then you kind of need the
help. It's worse when you're not in pain. Yeah, they say something's wrong.
Yeah. Like, well, they'll be like, this is on the verge of breaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, until it verges, this money is staying in my pocket, honey.
Yeah. Until it actually breaks, I have then to go to I'll talk to you.
Yeah. I have to go to the dentist that I actually need.
I'll just get
Yeah,
go
I'm
going to
go to my real dentist.
And then several opinions until I hear what I want to hear.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that's the way most, that's the way most people do
it. If you have to pay
it.
Off your dentist, so be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they'll at least tell you what you want.
Yeah, like, and if your teeth are rotting out of your mouth, you're doing it with money in your pocket.
Like, honestly, that is a pro tip. Like, if the dentist isn't telling you what you want to hear, slip them like $1,000. That's like, that's not that much to
yeah, a little pocket
lose.
Change.
They will literally give you anything and do anything
but
you want.
Would, no, I wouldn't slip them anything because then, I mean, because you're already going to have to pay them thousands something
yeah,
to
but
get
they
whatever
were,
you need
They
done.
Were asking for way more. So you pay them to say something else and then you don't have to hear about this problem again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah. It's like, you have three cavities, ma'am. It's like, well, do I?
What about now? Yeah.
That's what we did with the sorting hat. And that's how we got in Gryffindor. And listen.
Shh. Chloe.
Oh, whatever. Everybody knows.
Wow. But anyway. Yeah. You guys, people who are listening, tell us what houses you think we would have been sorted in, even though we are absolutely in the right house.
Yeah,
right
we're
now.
In the right house.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. Okay, now we're going to do segment three, Who's the Smartest? This time we're going to be given three random riddles we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try to do like a little bit of like a, like it's a little different. Like we're going to like team, it's like a team thing, but not completely.
We haven't completely decided if we're just going to do riddles or mix riddles.
Or words.
And
or sometimes
yeah, words,
we might
yeah.
do words.
So this one, we're going to test it out. We wanted to give the riddles a second chance with like, you know, some ones that are a little bit more interesting, basically, to see how you guys like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's try it out.
First riddle. Listen closely. Everybody wants me, but rarely am I liked. Many people have me, but few can use me right. What am I?
I don't know. It sounds interesting. I was thinking of like something like a natural element. I was about to say water. I was going to say water because some people complain like I don't want to drink
water.
But
use me right.
Yeah.
People don't shower right. I don't know.
Everybody wants me. Oh, wait. Money.
Everybody wants me, but rarely am I liked. People like money.
I mean, people, a lot of people well, like yeah, some, money.
Many people have me. Many people have me, but few can use me right. What am I? I was about to say a car or something, but that I'm rarely liked. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's the rarely am I liked. Steak. Steak can be rare.
Okay.
Everybody wants me, but rarely am I liked. This, you know, honestly, this sounds like a glow product. Everybody yeah, wants me, not, but they don't know how to use it right.
Yeah, it's not glow, bitch.
Yeah, because not everybody wants a
well,
glow,
they do.
Glow product.
It's the but rarely am I liked that is throwing me
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Everybody wants me.
And many people have me, but few can use me right.
But what am I? I don't know.
Is what
it,
is something
it sounds like
that
a
everybody
tool.
Wants?
It sounds like a tool of some sort, maybe. But like, I don't know.
I don't know if it's food.
Yeah, rarely am I liked.
A steak. It's either money or steak.
Can be rare.
That's what I said. It's either money or steak.
The dislike.
But you
then.
Don't use steak. And many people don't always have steak.
Is it maybe love?
That's deep.
But you don't, so people rarely like love?
I mean, it starts fun. But I don't know.
I mean, you could love something but not like it.
I'm gonna guess
money still.
I'm gonna say it's not right, but I don't know. I'm gonna say just water, because I hear people, because you need water, everybody wants it, but sometimes people, you know, don't
overuse
use it right.
It.
They overuse
yeah,
it.
That might be true.
They, you know, like saying, you know, everybody, like we're in everybody, you know, everybody wants it, but some people don't like to drink water, so they'll drink, you know. So that's my guess is water, but I doubt it.
It says the answer to this is authority.
Authority?
Interesting.
Who needs authority?
Everybody wants me. Everybody wants
Who
authority.
Wants authority?
Not everybody wants authority. I mean, yeah. I guess maybe they want it.
I mean,
like,
if you
I want
are, yeah,
authority.
If you're the, I want it, but I don't want to, I don't it. Want it, yeah, like, from other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, everybody wants me. I want authority, but rarely in my life, they don't like it. Many people have me. People have authority, but few can use me, right? So people misuse authority. So I would never think this, but okay.
Yeah, I would never think that either.
That's interesting.
You can almost put anything there.
Steak. Yeah.
Riddle number two. You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
They went off deck.
It's just docked.
But it's filled with people.
You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board.
They're all under whatever that's called. They're below deck.
Yeah, they're below deck. They're in the poop deck. No, that's
on the top.
Shut up.
Maybe they all have a partner or they're all married.
It's the Titanic. It's under the Atlantic.
Do you get what I mean?
You said they all have a partner
they're
now.
They're not single.
Oh, they're all married.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good, Courtney.
Yeah, there isn't a single
there
person
isn't a
on board.
Single person on board.
Yeah, you see a boat filled with people. There isn't. Yeah, it's a couple's cruise.
Yeah, it's like a couple's cruise.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the only thing that I could think of too. So I guess
it's either a couple's cruise or they're below deck.
Well, what's your
But
answer?
It says on board, wait. No, I'm going to go with what you said.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes you on the words, we'll go in together. So that's the only one I can really think of. I can't think of any other one.
Well, I hope I'm right. Okay, the answer is all the people on the boat are married.
Yeah,
okay.
Good one, Courtney.
And
see,
we all went
about
in
the
on
riddles,
it together.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about the riddles is that I think what we should do is all try to come to agreement on what the riddle is.
I guess.
And then
no points for riddles, though.
Yeah, so no points for riddles unless the
fans
come up with a point system.
Maybe you guys, if you want, no one's pressuring you to do this, but you should. No, but if we like
if you're the one that like came up with the final answer and then everybody agrees, you get 2 points.
No. I was going to say maybe you guys can just keep track of how many riddles we get right. Is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That like,
but it does matter who solved it and I solved it.
Yeah, but it's not a point system, but congratulations anyway.
I'll take the 2 points.
No one said that that's what we're doing. This is a teamwork thing. We got the word still on the bottom for that.
Okay, third riddle. What is black when it's clean and white when it's dirty?
What is black?
Black
when it's clean. And
white when it's
dirty. That's tricky.
A car?
Oh.
I mean, not completely.
I mean, it's not completely white, but like if your car is already white.
Like if your car is, it says what is black? If your car is black and then white when it's dirty, because like, when you get dirt on it, it's like a white
sheen.
Yeah,
it would be white.
But I don't know.
But what's something else that's like can get clean that is black, and then it collects dust and then it's white?
And then it creates like a dusty white sheen.
So a black car is a pretty good answer.
Or a piano.
My guess. Because like because a car could be any color, but
yeah,
but a black car,
yeah, and anything could be anything. But if it's something that is specifically a penguin,
a black cat,
a penguin, because it has white snow on it, I don't know. So yeah, I don't know. That's my guess.
Okay. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I literally can't think of anything else that... Watch it be something so simple.
Yeah.
Kudos to whoever knows this riddle.
Yeah. If there's people listening just going, it's... Biblical, I'm like, well, get over it.
Yeah, and shut up.
This is called the Cardassian Podcast, honey.
Yeah. You can participate, but only if you agree with us.
Oh, we're going to feel like dumb bitches.
No, don't
what
even tell
it?
Me.
A chalkboard.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, that's
the chalkboard
covered,
could be green too.
Yeah, chalkboards could be green.
It's black when it's clean and white when it's dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. That
kind of goes
that
with what we were talking about, where it's dusted with something white.
Yeah, I could see that being an answer. But when I think chalkboard personally, I think green because a lot of them are green. But
yeah, I mean, a lot of them are also black.
Yeah, a lot of them are black,
I mean,
too.
But you could put a black car there, too.
Yeah, you could put anything that's black, and then it's covered in dust.
But I guess they're trying to go with something that is more so traditionally black.
Yeah, like a functional thing, yeah.
That is, like, more so
black. That's why
I
was like, what's something that's always black, but chalkboards aren't always black?
They aren't. But I guess the original one
was. Yeah, so that's tricky.
Yeah, so I don't know. That one was kind of eh. But, yeah, it got me thinking, right? And that's what this podcast is about. It's making
we get you thinking.
We're trying to expand your mind.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our first podcast of 2024.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed it.
I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it.
Mm-hmm. And this year,
oh my God.
And this year, I don't care who ends the podcast or anything like that. Only thing I care about is that you are listening. In the end, it's you listening. That's
yeah,
what makes
it's
my heart
you.
Sing.
It is all about you.
And that it's not your voice that's the last thing they hear.
And that's fine.
Right.
That's perfectly fine. That's fine
and
with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and that's the because things should be shared. This is the year of sharing and positivity.
It's not about sharing. I just let it go. Because I know that they know like who owns the podcast and like who's
all three of us.
I don't
yeah, we're
right,
co-hosts.
So you should be generous and letting someone else
you
in
said
the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, you said you're gonna be positive and that's a way to be positive.
Shut up, Chloe.
Right. You are absolutely right, my sister.
We are right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we've come to an agreement on this.
Right.
On
Chloe,
this day.
Stop.
What matters
I'm
is what,
put it
what
into
matters.
This right now.
What matters is
Chloe.
What it's what matters is what the listeners
Chloe.
Think. And if they think that we own the podcast
Shut
together,
the
let
up.
Them think whatever they want.
We own it together.
Now.
We own it together.
Stop.
Love it.
There were 14 episodes, and of those 14 episodes, you're telling me we only got like 5.
Yeah.
Well, it shows the correct guess words below, but...
Oh, yeah. I know, but there's 3 words per episode and we only get 5 points. Like, at the most, we only guess that many, right?
Yeah,
sounds like that person couldn't be properly identified. How do you know that was your friend?
She came to my house by using a walking stick. So you feel that people shouldn't go somewhere because they don't belong?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Sandy truly is a...
It's your cry. It could be your warrior cry, too.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. That's Kim's favorite song.
If the dentist doesn't tell you what to say, what they want.
If the dentist doesn't tell you what you want to, if it doesn't tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah. That's
what What is black when it's clean and white when it's dirty?
Darkness.